This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, the Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated and a former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. Looking at Europe, not from the point of view of Moscow and its predation towards its neighbors, but the EU itself, the headline in the Bloomberg gives us the paradox. EU gives companies green light to keep Russian gas flowing. Subhead. Block says payments can be made in euros or dollars to Moscow. Subhead. Updated guidance on sanctions compliance sent to governments. Mary, after more than 2 months of the aggression by the Russian army and the brutality visited upon the Ukrainian people, the EU is now agreeing to avoid sanctions that it has endorsed and to avoid the question of you are paying for the Russian war machine. What is to be done, Mary? What is the way forward dealing with the EU at this level of sophisticated paradox?
I don't think we should be surprised that different countries within the European Union have different priorities. It's not a political, you know, republic like the United States. It's an agglomeration of different sovereign nation states trying to agree on a policy where different nations have different interests. You know, I think when you hear the phrase European Union, you think unity, but they're not unified, and they're definitely not unified on this issue. Look, they are funding the war machine. They may come to regret that they couldn't achieve unity if, you know, God forbid, Putin does something even more terrible, like use weapons of mass destruction in Ukraine, which he could potentially do. They might get lucky and Putin might fall over and die tomorrow or be upset in a coup. We don't know. I think that this party line that Europe is unified is just undermined by the fact of what's going on. Nations like Hungary and Italy don't want to cut off Russian oil and gas. And so the gas keeps flowing, the money keeps going to Moscow, and the guns keep firing.
This is a European war. This is a war that Europe anticipated and did not plan for. The dependence upon Russian gas, knowing the bad acting by Vladimir Putin personally since 2008 and the breakup of Georgia and since his conduct in 2014 with the annexation, the theft of Crimea, Europe knew about this, Mary, and I suppose when it was addressed boldly, it was, we'll get lucky, we'll get out of this, we'll escape it somehow. Surely it wouldn't go to this level. It's a European problem. Is America part of the solution, Mary, or are we outside of this?
Well, remember that the United States has been pulled into not one, not but two European land wars, that we have treaty obligations to Europe. That we have many interests in Europe. It's a major trading partner of the United States. So much of our economic prosperity also relies on their economic prosperity. There are many reasons that we should be concerned about what happens in Europe. Now, that doesn't necessarily suggest that we need to commit troops today. But if we don't want to commit troops in the future, then we ought to be arming the Ukrainians to win and to win quickly. And we're not doing that. And our economic measures are not changing Putin's calculations on the ground. His economy is motoring on. So, you know, if we were to get serious, we'd take a number of measures. We would unleash U.S. Energy supplies to reduce the price, make us the marginal price setter again, and to reduce the income that he's getting. We would do a full court press on nations like Hungary to say, got to get on board, guys. We got to cut it off right now. We know it's going to be painful, but we'll do whatever we can to secure supplies. This is a perfect diplomatic mission for Antony Blinken. He should be flying around the world cutting deals here with the nations of the Gulf, Australia, you name it, Algeria, trying to set up flows to Europe. They should restart the East-West pipeline, which the State Department effectively killed earlier this year. It's in the Mediterranean. There are any number of things that we could be doing. We could impose secondary sanctions on companies that do business with sanctioned Russian entities. So we're leaving a lot on the table here. And I think that's very dangerous. And ultimately, you know, the longer this war goes on, the higher the likelihood that you'll see something really bad happen, and that the U.S. may get pulled in to a conflict that we really just don't want to be physically a part of.
Mary Kissel, she is an executive vice president at Stevens Incorporated. She is a former senior advisor to the State Department. We don't have an answer for the Uyghur persecution of the Chinese by the Chinese Communist Party. We don't have an answer for the obvious misstep by the European Union to open an account again at Gazprom Bank and purchase gas, for heaven's sake. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.